Let's go nice and slow. Last week, are we in business?
Not business.
Not yet. Okay. All right. Last week we saw Tosfos on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, two different girsos in the Mishnah. That's quite a monumental change in the Mishnah. Is it kshera or is it psula? That's a big difference, Rabosai. Not a small difference. We're talking about ketana. At the top line of Tosfos reads Kuf Hei Amud Beis on the very top. Chalitzasa psula. Ketana is no good. Yushami's girsa is chalitzasa kshera. What are they arguing about? Well, the Gemara does say that the Xeris HaKosah with respect to the invalidation of a Chalitza is found with respect to the man. Ish Ksiv V'Parsha. Well, yeah, take a look on Torah or HaShalem. Lo Yachbo Tzor Ish L'Kachas Yavimto. So the word Ish, which means he's reached majority, he's not a Kotan, he's rather a Gadol. It's found with respect to the man. With respect to the woman, nothing is found. There's a question of whether this hekesh is really, what kind of level this hekesh is. According to the Rishalmi, it sounds like the hekesh is derabonon, and therefore b'diyeved would be kosher. There seems to be a shayla halacha lemaisa. How do we paskin? So I'd like to show you some of the posts can say about this question. Let's turn to the Nemuke Yosef, Rabbi Ose in the back, and see what the Nemuke Yosef says about this very issue. Muka Yosef, please turn to the back and see exactly how he expresses it, because every word counts. It's page Kuf in our edition. The old ones is Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, it's on in my edition, which most of you have. It's page Kuf on the right hand column. Umashma Mehocha. It's the paragraph starts divrei. Im lo cholta mishetag lo chalitzasa ksheira. Tan hachi b'mas nisin. Okay. That's the Yerushalmi. Tosefta yud beis tes. Ketana shecholta tachos mishetag lo. Im lo cholta chalitzasa psula. Divrei b'leza. Chachamim omrim. Lo cholta chalitzasa ksheira. So here you go. Because of a ritvazal, okay, so we're machmer. What does it mean to be machmer over here? So you would say it's no good is a chumra. Someone's no good, it's not so bad. If it's completely nothing, and you can start all over again. You have a yibum afterwards. But the word l'chumra, the mefarshim understand to mean that you're machmer in both directions. On the one hand, you say if she does not get a subsequent chalitza, if she turns 12 years old, then she may not marry anybody in the world. She still has a zika. On the other hand, since there is one opinion which maintains that a chalitza for a ketana has validity, so once she does a chalitza as a ketana, she may no longer have yibum with any of the brothers, and they may even require what we call the worst case scenario, chalitza psula tzricha lazer al kolachin. That's what we try to avoid, like the plague. Even that may exist in this kind of a circumstance. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, you know, with the worst of all worlds, that's what seems to be the pashup shop in this Nemuke Yosef. Fine. Indeed, if one looks in the Magad Mishnah in Perek Dalad, Halacha Tezayin, he says like this. Take a look in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Back to the Gemara Kuf Hei Amud Beis, which is, we read the first part of the Gemara. I guess if you see in the Maram Akomas, the first part. Until Man Chachamim Rabbi Yosihi. That's his chazer again. Ein Chalitzas Kotten Klum. What about a Ketana? According to Rav Meir, Ish Makshin Ish Aliish. Chachamim saying no. Isha ben Gdola ben Ketana. Who says that? Who's Chacham Rabbi Yossi? That's the first piece of Gemara he asked you to see. And we saw the Tosfos. But later on, I asked to see the next piece of the Gemara. Adahachi asu yavama lekamei the Rebbe. The end of the narrow lines. Omalei Rebbe la'abdon puk bodka. Go check her out? That's going to be what we'll hopefully get to that topic today. How do you check someone out to make sure that she has in fact achieved majority? Well, it says, the boss of the Nafik, Amalei Rabbi Shmuel, Kachamar Abba, Abba says Rabbi Yossi, Ish Kosa B'Parsha, Abel Isha Ben Gedola, Ben Gitana. Amalei, if that's the case, Tolo Tzrichas, Kvahor Rezokein. It's an expression, the elder has already ruled, Rabbi Yossi already ruled, that a Gitana is good, no need to check it out. Okay, now, the Gemara discusses, what is this checking out business? What is checking? What are the words we're checking out? And it's a little bit graphic, but Torah, v'lilmod anu tzrichim. Okay. Omar Rav Ami, the first wide line, the last word. Omar Rav Ami, b'dvarav shor b'rebi, b'rebi's Rav Yossi, nilmod k'tana choletes b'pu'utos. I mean, you take a one-day-old. Well, you have to be married first. All right, you'll take one girl can be married. Sure. Ayadeo Viha. I'm not recommending this, gentleman. But in theory, you can be one day old and you're married. He was in a rush to make a shidduch. So the baby was born, mazel tov on the birth, mazel tov on the engagement. Not engagement, the marriage. He's been kabbal kiddushin for her. He heard this great guy. He's this great kid in first grade in some cheder somewhere. And he wants to catch him on. So he basically says, well, actually, truth, you can't get married until you're 13. It's about mitzvah b'chum and his great pilpul. And I'll have my, okay. So he's 13. We'll wait. No problem. I mean, lemaisa. We'll wait till she turns 12. We'll be able to save money, make the bas mitzvah the same day as the wedding. And then he'll be 25, just finishing all his years in yeshiva. It'll be perfect. Great. So on the day of the birth, mazal tov, mazal tov. Mazal tov on the birth, mazal tov on the kiddushin. Fine. Then Nebuch, right? The same day, who knows, the guy dies. He was shocked that someone said, well, my mitzvah getting Mekadosh at one day old. Okay? And he has a brother. No? He's going to have a chalitza at one day old? I'm not discussing a real life case, Rebos. I don't think it's ever happened. But we're talking. Nah, it can't be. Why? Pu'utos. What's pu'utos? We already said a few times. Pu'utos are youngsters who know something. Take a look in the Rashi. Tana. Choletes mishehi kipuutos kibarshis kibarsheva. The time of Maseches Gitnaf Nuntes haputos mikchon mekachum emkoron memka b'metaltlin. That's a din derabbanan. But I keep telling you so many times. Many of the derabbanan are ke'ein doraisa tikun. Here it's a din doraisa as far as chalitza is concerned. When the chalitza hov lo ksiv miut ksheira mishehi b'perek hazeh sheyodas ma'at lahavchin. You have to know a little bit what's going on. You have to know what's happening. You have to know what's flying. Okay, fine. This is at that age. What is exactly that age of onus aputos? So you look in the sugi in the sechta gittin, right? The daf nun tes. That's where the original sugi is found. Gittin nun tes. And there is a discussion of exactly how old you have to be considered in this category of onus aputos. Of course. Finally, Nun Tes Amid Alpha, that's a quotation in Masech the Gittin. So Rashi quotes, Mishnah says, Mar says over here, Pu'utos Mikcha and Mekach and Memkar and Memkar Vimitaltalin. And this is explained a little bit later on in Masech the Gittin. Adav Samachayim and Aleph, where it's quoted again. And the question, of course, becomes, well, how old are these pu'utos? How old are they? So the Gemara seems to say that it depends to some extent on the sharpness of the child. Not every child reaches this level of intelligence, of understanding, at exactly the same time in their development. And the discussion of what's considered onus apu'utos. I'm not going into the details, it's not our Indian right now, but estimates vary, 6 years old to 10 years old, it depends on various opinions. No one says an exact figure. Some say 6 or 7, some say 8 or 9, but in that general range. Once you reach that level, then the chalitza would be good. That's the first opinion. Rav Amar, no. Rav Amar, no. That's not good enough. Asha tagia la'onas nidorim. What does that mean? Rashi. Shona achas kolim lizman shtei saras. Kedetan perek yotzei dofen. Pas achas esrei shona v'yom echod. A girl. Nidorea nivdokin. Im yodas ha-shemin odra v'kdisha dvoraya kayomin. The famous category called mufla samach liish. With respect to hafla and nidorim and the like, hektish. A year before your bar bas mitzvah. It's already valid according to many. Rav Yochanan said, Rama Paskin said, Din Daraisa. Din Daraisa. That nafka mina could be a malchus for it. If someone, a 12-year-old boy makes a neder, and we do it a little IQ exam, and he knows it's flying, so then we decide if he makes a neder, this is to be hektish, and someone has a nor, getting a malchus. It's not Rav Yochanan. Rav Shlokesh in the same, in the Sugim Mesech Tanid. Fine. V'hilchasa, bottom line, Achetovi Shtei Saras. No, nothing doing. Not putas, not nadarim, not 6 years old, not for a boy 12 years old, 13 years old. Shnei saras. Tosfos. Rav Amar mishum tegiah le'onas nadarim. V'tamar b'perek yotzei dofen, koma rava ktana shegiah leklal shnoseha, en etzricha b'dika, chazaka hevia simonim. There's a famous chazaka de rava, world famous chazaka de rava. Umasik, kikama rava lemiun, aval chalitza boya bedika, alma katana lo chalitza. It's a steer in rava. Rava here says onus and nedarim is enough, and rava and nida requires that she be a bas mitzvah. I'm using that expression bas mitzvah. We don't mean 12 years old. Shtei saras. Omer ben etam, the rava ayri hocha aliba the rabbi yosi. He's going according to rabbi yosi. Aval iu kufayim so on private view. Sova shetovish de saris. Okay? Fine. Vaha de masik hocha hilchasa shetovish de saris. Siyuma de milsahu. Oh. What does that mean? What does that mean? Not the pshat. Rava said that shetigil yonis are period. And now some anonymous misadar of the Gemara, of Ashi, whoever, the editor, hilchasa. No, Rava himself says. Rava speaking. Acha tegiya shtei la'onas in the door of its pshat and Rav Yossi. But you should know the psak is Acha tovi shtei saris. Uveperek kiskabel daf skitten samachay. Rav says gabe sholosh minus because negiya la'onas in the door of nidro nedev ekdesho ekdesho kadek le biktana choletzes. Mi de zu os alim de Rav Yossi. But we don't pass in that way. Oh, there's Rabbah. Ad kan de riyato. Any questions so far? Just going through the technicalities of the sugi, Rav Yossi. Very, very important. So the Magen Mishnah says in Perek Dal Halacha Tezayin, we paskin against the Mishnah. We paskin like Rava. You need Shtei Saras. But nonetheless, Rabosai, nonetheless, it's Psula. It's not a nothing. It's Chalitza Psula. Because we're Machmir on both ends. What kind of din is this? So it's a discussion of what kind of level din is this, Rabbi Osai? And I asked you to see the Maram Akomis. Still in the, there are four groups of Maram Akomis. 1, 2, 3, 4. The first we didn't finish, and now the second we're in the middle of. This is the end of the second group of the Maram Akomis. I'm going to read you a little bit from the, you can see yourself a little bit. You don't have the Beis Shmuel, but you do have the Shulchan Aruch. So why don't you look in the back on your Ein Mishpat HaMole, so I'm going to at least see the Shulchan Aruch proper, and then I'll read you, I hope some of you have yourselves, but if you don't, we'll read you. It's a first piece on page Mem Gimel. Tana Shecholta Legodol Chalitosa Psula V'nivsala Al Kol Achim. Okay, period. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says for the moment.
What is the Shulchan Aruch?
Simkuf Samach Tes, Sif Mem Tes. Okay, and it's an interesting Ramah, which I have to get to later on. Ukshetagdil tachlot me'echad mehem, ve'eino tzricho lachzer al kol achim. Whoa! Why not? You've dodged the bullet, the terrible situation of Chizur, we're not exactly sure why not. So then we're going to go slowly. Let me open up what I have over here in my Beis Shmuel. If you don't have a Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Rambam, it'll also help you a little bit. You can look up the Lecha Mishnah on that Rambam, Perek Dal Halacha Tezayin. Also helpful. So, one of the tools from I hope you have. If not, it will be Torah Shema Peh. Okay. 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 The two different gears in the Mishnah, Psula Ukshera, quotes a toast that we saw earlier today and we saw last week as well. So, we paskin, Chalitza's Katan is nothing, so Tuktana should also be nothing. Zero. That's exactly what the Ramah said. It's zero. It's enough to have one Chalitza after the Bas Mitzvah. Zero. Okay? Even though it says, Lo Makshin Yishalish, Psak Halacha, we don't pass in that way. We pass in Achetovish De Saras. That's it. Of course, the Smag, and others will say exactly the same thing. Fine. Ain't no clue. Okay? Take a look, Rabbo, say in the Rush, this you all have in front of you. Perik Yud Beis, Simen Yud Gimel. Take a look. Open up, please. Perik Yud Beis. I like as much as possible to use what everyone has in front of them. We have to go to the screen later, though, Ali. We'll see. But let's just try to stick with hard print, at least initially. Perek Yud Beis in the Rosh Simen Yud Gimel. And see how he phrases it. Here we are. Quotes the Girsa Rabosai Chalitosa Psula. Yushami says Ksheira, but he sticks with Psula. Okay. So the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara on Akufayim at base, was the end of Simen Yud Gimel, that Racham said, Ein Chalitza's Kotin Klum, Afilu Lagabe Achen Lo Posel, Messiah Bebes Lahem. Weiter. Tana Shecholtza Metachel Mishatagel, Om Rav Yudah Om Rav, Zubar Rav Meir, Tova Makshini Shalish, Abel Chachamim Omim, Ish Ksiv Beparsha, Abel Isha Ben Gdol Ben Tana, right? Rav Amano, Asha Tagia Lonas Nadar, Milchusa Shatovi Shtei Saras. Any less than that, the simple read of the Rush is that it's zip, zero, zilch. It's nothing. If you look at the Korban Asanel, Os Ayin, it's quite a lengthy piece on this very point. Selashon Atur, Adoni Ovi Arush al Hishra Chalitzas Ketana al Chalitzas Katan, Ratzaloma, Lohavi Chalitza afil leposla al Ha'achim. It's nothing. It's nothing. Oh yeah, well that's the question. Whether that's true or not true. See, he quotes different interpretations, whether it's true or not. He says, Dvarav Tumur Ma'od. Okay. He's trying to change the gears over here within the Rush. What comes first, what comes last, etc. Okay. The Paskins of again over here in the sixth line of column 2 in the Korban Asanel says Lididad the Kaim Kacham the Chalitz Kadal Klum Makshin Ishal Yish Afach Milsa the Chalitz is Ketana Lo Chashiva Chalitz Afil the Mifsal Alachin Ken Kosev Beseva Beis Shmuel Sivkod Memches. Okay, this is what he says, and the Hilchusa comes to this conclusion. This is the Girsa of Psula. And that's what the Torah writes in the name of his father, that he has the gears of Psula as opposed to the gears of Ksheira. Okay? And that's what it says. Pashta the most every difference. I'll just give you a brief summary of the Korban Asanel here in Os Ayin, so you're able to see a little bit of the Shakla Vitaria back and forth. Alright? Fine. I'm not going into any more details about this. If you look at the Svarim, you'll see much more detail. But I want to talk about Rabbi Osai. Is this Ramah? Why should this be so? Why not? Why is Ramah? You saw it in Mishpat Amalei. Ein atzricha la'azor kolach. And why not? So the Beis Shmuel says, it comes from the Truma Sadeshin. That's the source of the din. Simen reish chaf hei. Kod aragirsa, chalitzasa ein klum. That's true. Not even chalitza psula. True, there's a girsa of the rif. The chalitza's ktanas ksheira. Even the Chatchila. Okay. So therefore, Rabosai, that's also great. So you have two extremes. Rabosai, there are two extremes. They're both Gevaldic. I mean, each in its own way. Either it's Psula, Legamre, So it's enough to have one brother do the chalitza after she turns bas mitzvah. Or it's ksheira. True, ideally you should do it again, but that's only an ideal. We're not going to make everybody crazy for that. So again, you don't need. You're not going to go kol achim. One is enough. The problem is the middle. There's always, you know, the middle ground. There's a middle ground. Yes, there is a middle ground. Who's that? The gear says the middle ground is what we call the Rambam and others. He writes as follows. This is the Beis Shmuel speaking. He says as follows. That's a Rambam chalitza psulihi. V'dava derabbanan azlina nacharova poskin. You hear what's going on? The Rambam is willing to be mekil. According to the Rambam, according to the chalitza psulihi, you have to take a goa kol achim. Every brother has to get in and give a chalitza. But the Rambam is only the centrist. They're on two extremes. The Rif has a gear sekshera. So if you didn't do it at all after bas mitzvah, it would be good enough, even if no one did it after bas mitzvah. I'm not going to go to all the brothers. Even if no one does it, she's all right. She can remarry. According to the gear, so that we have psula legamre, and if it's nothing, so one brother can take care of the whole problem. And kol achim. Yes, it's an in-between view of the Rambam. It's only machim with the Rabbanon. We're not going to be so machim to require a chizur al kol ha'achim. That's what it says. That's what it says. We're making the Rabbanans. Interesting. Even the gears which we have of psula and psula poselas alachim is only, the Beis Shmuel writes in Memtes, if she's reached onus aputos. So she has intelligence. So all that the only problem is makshina nishalish. That may be a hekash with the Rabbanan. Da 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 da. So we say it's a chalitza psula. But less than that age, less than six years old, in a typical girl, that's brilliant, okay? So then we say, it's nothing, nothing happened, she's not a bas das, it's nothing. It's like a chareshes, according to the Rambam, it's also nothing. Pasha pshat, fakeret, according to the Ritva we saw last week, that a chareshes does pasal, so presumably, even a ketana less than onus aputos would probably also pasul. If you look at the footnote on the Ritva, you can go on and distinguish in either direction. In either direction, fine. Oh. So now, Rabosai, we come to the following inyanim, which transcend chalitza proper and go to daily life. How do we know who was a bar and bas mitzvah and who was not? They'll say, we're not doing chalitzas these days. And we're doing a lot of other things. We're doing bar mitzvahs these days and bas mitzvahs. Right? Especially bar mitzvahs is very relevant. Kids bar mitzvah counts for a minyan. Can be from the Torah, right? Rabosai, who here was bar mitzvah and read from the Torah? Right? So if you read from the Torah, that means on a simple level, who served to count for a minyan at bar mitzvah shortly thereafter? Who was a bal tefil? Who was a chazan? Surely at bar mitzvah or afterwards. Who said you were really bar mitzvah? That's what we're talking about right now. It's a very serious matter. Has many ramifications. Let's take a look slowly and see what the poskim say about all these things. So, you saw in Tosafot something called Chazaka Derava. Chazaka Derava, Rabosai, means that if someone is 13 years old, we assume that the individual has brought Shnei Simonim, and that therefore there's no need to check it out. Was anyone here checked out to see if he was there? I assume that nobody was. I'll tell you a story tomorrow, I won't get to it today, but someone who was checked out. But don't jump to any conclusions about sneers, just be patient. So I asked him, the Maram HaKomos, to see Aramor in Simon Nunhei, Sifhei and Arachayim. He says as follows: Miyue medaktikin besaros, elakol shigia leklal shnosav machzikin and osu kegodol. For omrim linyazet mistama hevi shtei saros. We rely on you that he probably has shtei saros. Ramos Mekel comes to Bekiv Eger in Shuva Simon Zion and says not necessarily so. Not necessarily so. Why? Because if you saw the Nemuka Yosef, they espouse the girsa of Ksheira. So but the evidence kosher even before Bas Mitzvah. Afal Pikein, they talk there about Shtei Saras, to do it a second time, And they talk about Bedika Vishtei Saris. As we shall see, though, at great length here, and a little bit in what I asked you to see after the 13th parak, which talks about Miyun, they discuss it at length. Let me just give you a background. What is Miyun? I don't know what the word Miyun means. What's Miyun? Yes, what's Miyun, Dolby?
If a girl under Bat Mitzvah gets married, her father passed away.
Then you got the wrong order. First, her father passed away. Then her brother or mother said, hey, we can't wait till 12. This guy is too good of a catch. We'll marry you off. That's Midoraisa. That's garnished. Garnished. She's not of age, and the unique ability of her father, he died. So it's Kedusha Midirabonim. And because it's such a unique, low level of Kedusha Midirabonim, how does she get out of this one? Me, I'm out of here. Hubby, I'm out of here. If a woman tells that to a real husband, he says, excuse me, there are only two ways for you to get out. Get a Mitzvah Sabah. She'll pull out a revolver. Say, okay. Well, if he gives her a get, fine. But if she's underage and with only the Rabbanon, so then we say that she just says she's Mema Enes. Goodbye. Shalom. It's nice knowing you. I'm out of here. Okay? But once she turns to be Bas Mitzvah, she can no longer do Miyun. That's why at the end of Perek Beishana, which talks about these things, the Rif has a lengthy discussion there about who is considered to be a Gedola. And there the Gemara says, with respect to Miyun, once she turns 12 years old, so then we quote-unquote relying in quotes, on Chazaka the Rava, that she may no longer do Miyun. No one checks her out. With respect to Chalitza, we have to check her out. Why? The Pashup Shad is, Chazaka the Rava works for the Rabbanans, not for the Oraisis. So therefore, everything you did at your Bar Mitzvah was all the Rabbanan. Was anyone here Bar Mitzvah Pashup Zachar? What a statistical anomaly. 3 people in this small room. That's incredible. Do your math. There are 52 weeks in the year, and 3 guys out of whatever. Pillay ploy. Did you learn Pasha Zaha? You did. Which shul?
Fort Tower in West Ash.
Wow. West Ash? Not the big shul. Who was the rabbi at the time? By Spivak. Talk about another statistical anomaly. In my own family, we had 3 bar mitzvahs in Parshas Zachar. that's even a bigger statistical anomaly. 3. And none of them laying the Parshas Zachar after I land each time. And the reason is obvious. Because since we're talking about a Doraisa, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Parshas Zachar is Doraisa. So therefore, when it comes to Doraisas, we're not going to take any chances. And therefore, the minig is, I think in most shuls, that a bar mitzvah boy of 13 doesn't lay in Parshas Zachar. Did you get the aliyah? You called him from after? Yes, you were?
No, I went off Torah.
You were?
I went off Torah, but someone else got...
Got the aliyah, really?
Yeah.
Who was your rabbi?
At that time, it was Rabbi Faskowitz.
Oh, he's a big machu. And who else? Rabbi Fursi, what did he pass? You got the aliyah? Yeah, my boys all got the aliyah. Rabbi Faskowitz is a tremendous machu. He held that not only is the Parshas Zachar Doraisa, but the Birchas HaTorah is Doraisa. Whoa! That's a Chiddush Nifla V'Norad Ma'od. There's a mocker in Brachos Daf Tezvav, with a Tosfos Rosh. Not going into that right now. That was, if you ask him, he'll probably tell you that's where it's coming from. You could give him a whole Bar Mitzvah Drosh on that alone. That would have been very interesting. Okay, maybe you did. But in any event, this is a serious issue. Okay, that's a Parshas Pshat. Oh, however, the Rabbi Kivega says, you see, the opposite of that from the Nemugi Yosef right here in our sugya. He says, the Giris of Ksheir is Iker, so therefore it's only a din, presumably the Rabbana, to do an additional Chalitza later on. Afal Pikein talks about Bedika. That's Rabbi Kivega says in Shuvah Siman Zayin, so you should not rely on anything on Chazaka the Rava. He wants to get against the Rama. Against the Rama. Against the Rama. Okay? Truth is, the Magen Mishnah, they said, according to the Rambam, his Girsa was Kshera in the Mishnah, but he paskin Fakert, I mentioned to you before, he paskin Psula, you know why? Based on the Maskana Sa Gemara. For Hilchosot, you need Shtei Saris, Rabosai, against the Mishnah. We pass like the Gemara, against, it's Machlokes Tanoim, against the Mishnah. You see from this, Rabosai, that it must be that she is psula. But if Rabosai, Kivega is right, that even though it's ksheri, you still require Shtei Saris, check with Shtei Saris, then the Magen Mishnah would be wrong. So forget for the Magen Mishnah. You see, the Rambam is right. That what? That when it comes to the Rabbanon, there's no need for checking out Shtei Saris. And the fact that the Gemara requires Shtei Saris indicates that the proper gear says Psula, the gear says Kshera, cannot last. That's a machlokas. Good. So halacha lemaisa, what do you do? So I asked you to see a few sources in the Mordechai. Okay? Halacha lemaisa, the Mordechai. Please look in the Mordechai. I don't know if you've gotten it yet in the Makoros. We'll take a look in the Mordechai. We'll start with Simon, the two sources. Nun Ches and Nun Zayin. I guess we'll do Nun Zayin first. Simon Nun Zayin in the Mordechai. It's a very long simon. I asked you to see just a little snippet from the Yivduku. You want to know over here, how do you determine that an individual has reached maturity and majority so that the chalitza can take place? Okay? So the word v'yivduku is found on page Yud Beis in our print. Line 2, word 7. V'yivdiku im yesh shtei saros v'isha v'beis ha'erva. You know what that means, pubic hairs. U'v'ish bizkono. What's bizkono mean? Beard. O v'beis ha'erva. U'v'dikas ha'yavama noshim ne'monos. Kevan she'gia l'chlal sh'noseo shimchazaka d'rava. Okay? So, Rava says, look on the side, it says, that's for other areas of halacha. Chalitza, what about machmir? You need a bedika, but betzira of chazaka de Rava, it's enough to have what? Bedikas ha noshim. Don't need men, it's enough to have women. The afal gav, the omar rav, Yehuda, Sarah, Shamu, Torah, Sheba, and the ikron. Gumos, the Einon of Beki and Begumos. Oh, there has to be certain, the right word to use, that the hair has to come from maybe a crevice, or I'm not sure what better.
Pore.
Pore, okay, that's a nice word, a pore, very good. Right, and we're not experts in checking out whether the pores are there or not, says the Mordechai, it's all coming from the Sefer Truma. Im yesh ribui saros, the many hairs, oh, or Saros Arukos Harbe, they're very long. Ein Tzorech Livdok Yosef. So writes the Mordechai over here in Simen Nun Zayin. We're not done yet. V'gamal Shnoseo Yesh Lismoch Shegiu Im Yesh Ribu Saros. Afo Pish Lo Huchsuka Pish Shcheinim. In other words, there were no Edim were there to witness. I remember him when he was born and she was born. Right? No, no witness remember the birth. They moved in from out of town. But if they had Saros, Rebri Saros, Saros Arukos, not only is it proof of maturity, it's even proof of age. But below Eidos, the Imbatku Shadadin Shochvin Umatin, He Gedola Bavadai, Shehi Hu Simino Elyon, Vitana, He Evshal Elyon, Lovo, Achiyavo Atachton. So when it comes to a woman, they can tell from the breast development, called the Simon HaElyon, and it says in the Gemara, the Elyon doesn't come before the Tachton, so if the Elyon is there, the Tachton must be there as well. Ad Kan Rabosai, the Mordechai, it's a quote from the Sefer HaTruma. With me so far? Everyone with me? Interestingly, once we're here, we'll come back to other sources later. Once we're here already, let's take a look at the Mordechai in Simon Nun Ches that I asked you to see. He quotes a Mishnah in Nidim Em Ches, which is cited by the Riff here as well. Bosim and Tachton, etc., etc. Chachamra Mecholetza Misyabemis. Hilchos Karabonim. Why? The Yevshal of Elyon Asher Yelot Boa Tachton. V'simon ha'elyon mishiyatu hadadin. The Hilchos of Rabbi Akiva mechaveru. Okay, nishtav yeshtav as a isha bedodin dim hitu gedolei who mistam yesh lasaras v'davazay yuchal livdok v'gam yochol yesh livdok v'zokon. Sounds like a man. Okay, brackets. They're two different versions. We'll take the second version. Yivdok as a isha bedodeh dim hitu gedolei who mistam yesh lasaras v'davazay mitadadim yochol livdok ha'ish. Whoa! I don't think that's going to pass today. I'm sure it would not pass today. But I guess in those days, to see the saras is such a private part, that a man can't look. But it's only the dadim. Okay, whatever. Yochel livdokish below gnus, without embarrassment. I don't know, not today. V'tol v'adavar, ki torach livdokim hevi beis saras. Can I mean on the come on? The boy shev yikoran gumos, and the bekiyo l'hakim b'zeh. Fine. Aval omnam em yesh ribui saras. O arukos, kemosh yesh ish gadol isha gadola, muteres lachlot, dimistama higiyu lichlal gadlus. Ubedikas isha em yesh la beisaras arukos, yochol dias al pi noshim, dimino le kamon, tuli achar aperek, ika chazoka dod rova, samchina na noshim, to be paskin la locha. Wait a minute, Rabbos, there seems to be a steer in between Nun Zayin and Nun Ches. In Nun Zayin he said, that the Ribu Saras is so good, you don't even have to know that she reached 12 or 13. This itself proves 12 or 13 years. Here he says, no, Chazaka the Rava, you know it's 12 or 13 years. Then it's enough that's a bit of a problem that the Mefarshim point out. And he quotes the Sefer, Truma says, Rabbi Dikas Ish, Uvisaras, Barubin, Barukin, Bidikas Noshin. Okay, he's not sure what he means. Dodin Dafka Bish, the whole story. Kitzer. These are some issues with respect to the citation of the Mordechai in these two places. The problem, Rabosai, is the one problem that we have. You know, I don't know, you guys, when you were bar mitzvah and parashat Zohar, were you shaving it at 13? Most people do not shave at 13. They give you a bar mitzvah gift to shave, yeah, I got one too. Didn't use it for a couple of years. They're trying to make you feel like a man. You know, who got a shave at bar mitzvah? Only I did? It's not politically correct anymore. I was bar mitzvah a long time ago. Yeah. Stayed in storage for a while. Okay. But so you weren't shaving. Most people don't shave at bar mitzvah. It's okay. But they say if the guy's zokon, Tom Perry, he has the beard, that's a simon, then he must be Sarah's the tachton as well. Where does it say that? Take a look in Tosa, yes, you can see, on that Pei Amud Beis. Pei Amud Beis. Tone Rabbanon, Ezo Srischama. Srischama is someone who has had problems from birth. Kol Shu Ben Estrim Lo Hevi Shtei Saras. 20 years old, doesn't have Shtei Saras. Something's really, really wrong. Fafilo Hevi Le'acha Mikanari Kisar Zuchol Dvar. And he gives a whole list of simanim which I'm not going to go into now. We spoke about this many, many months ago. Okay. So then, there's a whole discussion here in the sugya, right? And then later on, the Gemara's a discussion: do you need any one of those simanim, or do you need all the simanim? So the Gemara says it towards the end: itma simani saras is the third wide line. Rav Huna matshiu kulam, Rav Yochanan matfilu bechamen. Hecha dehevi shtei saras bezakon kule amalo pligi. To counteract that, you need actually kulam. Okay, atkan the Gemara. Zok Tosis. The Havish, the Sars, Bezokan, Kulam, Lopligi, Achi, Bekulon, you have all the other Simanama there, the status of Saras can be achieved. The problem, of course, becomes what do you mean, Bekulon? He has hairs. The second Kash of Tosas, Yim Toma, Kavin, the Havish, the Sars, Bezokan, Maikom, Achi, Bekulon. Follow Echaman, I see Mona, Mush, Eno Zokan, Variation of Zokan, Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a contradiction in terms. Vomeri, den choshuv bavos shtei saras levad yesh lo zokon, Elohim kein nismale zokono. Oh, I'm looking around now. Baruch Hashem is only destroying sphere. I'm looking around. I think everybody in this room, Baruch Hashem, has reached the level of nismale zokono. Sphere beard, by side. Some more, some less. Some started Pesach, some started Rosh Chodesh. That's not a fair idea, but everyone has. Nismale Zakon. That's what it says over here. Now I'd like to read you. I asked to see on the Mar Makom. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, please look inside. The Beis Shmuel Rabosai. Simin Kuv Ayin Beis. Sif Katan He. It's on the Makom. I'm not sure if you've seen it yet. If you have a friend who has a Shulchan Aruch, look inside. This is a little bit important. Kuf Ayin Beis. Sif Katan He. Kuf Ayin Beis Sif Katan He. It's, well, if you have the, you know what, you can look it up in the Mishpat Hamolah in the back. It's also Sif He. They give you a whole bunch of Simonis Rizcham. Right to Ramo. Hoyu lo shtei saras biskono eno sris elach yu lo kol ha-simonim alolu. That's the Gemara. Otherwise, you have to have one. Quotes a Gemara. Quotes a Gemara. Fine. Says the Ramo. Hoyu lo shtei saras bishar ha-guf eno saris af al pishu yesh lo kol ha-simonim. Simonim in the beard are not so strong. Simonim and Sharaguf are even stronger than the Simonim in the beard. So writes the Ramo. Comes in Beis Shmuel and says, wait a minute. He has a beard. Close to his Terence. Okay, fine. 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 Kavanas Toysus. Mashakotsu Yeshul Zogah in the Smale Zakono. Koloma. In the Smale Zakono, Su'iem Shaloma, Shielo Koa Simoni Sris. In Kain Lav Srisu. Aval Yeshlomar. The mikol makom elo din gadol ala katanu ad rov shnosov. You turn 35, Rabosai, that's most person that you may shlo send a shivim shana. Then no matter what, you're considered to be a gadol. So the smal is the kadam itself won't help. Lachain ain muvanli. Mashakosav a beis yoris at the beginning of kuf samach tes. But mashakosav a tur sham. If the smal is the kadam and tzarach livdog yosef yosef, kosav shalavan mitosu sanal. Uveemes mitosus analo mashma klum. Well, they said ishtesaz bezokon is not considered yeshul zokon, and it could be a shimani stris. As opposed to the smal zakon, I didn't say a word. So kapella, how can Rav Yosef Karo lum pshat and tosus this way? It's against the pasuk pshat and tosus. He says he's tamed the Beis Shmuel. He says you can't tell from tosus. The Vilna Gaon takes off the gloves. He says tosus is mashma punkt fakert. The opposite of what the Beis Yosef said. Fine. This is a major, major problem, Rabosai. Now, it's interesting. It's interesting. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, right over here, there's a Mishnah Brura in Simen Nun Hei, Sivkoton Chof Hei. There the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Im lo shehei vishtei saras, afilu vugodo v'shon en dino kakot na shiosi rov shnosov. So this barashu sars, v'im nirulo simone sars kol machen didik agol. Says the Mishnah Brura, the word shtei saris bishar mekomos aguf afilu hevi shtei saris bezoken. Right? Beis Shmuel even has the kufayin beis siv cotton. Hey, what does that mean? That means on the poshup track one to Beis Shmuel that shtei saris bezoken is not a proof. Doesn't prove. Godless on a simple level. On a simple level. Right? Can't prove that he's a godel based on this. According to Beis Shmuel. Now, here in Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Lamed Alpha, yes, to see. Linyan Zeh, you rely on Chazaka de Rava, because Tefillah is the Rabbanon. Tefillah is the Raisa, a minion is the Rabbanon. So you rely on counting to a minion. He's 13 years old, Bistama, Shehevi Shtei Saras. Rov Anashim, Mikavan Shigil, Chal Shonim, Bistama, Evian Shtei Saras. Brackets. Ein prima godin, shemarech bazeh, umasik, to be shum to miyot ha-motsui, al-kenechmiru mid-rabbonin in d'oraisa, kemolinim bedikas ha-reya. What's ha-reya mean? What's ha-reya? Lung. The one trefa that we check for in all the slaughterhouses is a hole in the lung. Why? Because it's a miyot ha-motsui. According to Mishnah Yaakov, that means a 10% chance. 10%, we have to check for it. Less than 10 chance, we don't have to check for it. This is a, he said, umasik. This is a maskon of the prima godim. And guess what? He was mechaven on his own. I don't know if he saw the source. Yeah, I didn't quote it. The Ramban, no less than that. The Ramban and Chulin. The Ramban and Chul in the Sugya Daf Yud tells you, he checked for a Reya, explains why. Because a Reya is a Mirta Matsui, and all other Trefis are not Matsui. The Ramban is a Mashal, Chazaka de Rava. He Mamash gives this Mashal. You have to check for the Rises to make sure that there's Shtei Saras, because the Mir of 13-year-old who didn't have Shtei Saras is a Mirta Matsui. The Prima Gadim is Masik this way, that's his conclusion. That word, in every word in Mishnah Berurah counts. Apparently, it was another pshat he suggested. It was another pshat. Yes, there was. I don't know if you saw it, if you look at the Makaros yet. But there was another pshat that the Kri Megadim suggested, which is a different pshat, which is a pshat which Pshuto, at the end of the day, is not gonna hold. It's not gonna hold. What's the other pshat that the Kri Megadim has? Take a look. Kri Megadim, we saw before, has more than one interpretation. In Prima Gadim Simen Nunhei, the Prima Gadim is divided in two. It's commentary on the Magan Avram, it's called Eshel Avram, and on the Turei Zav, which is called Mishpatel Zav. This is in the Eshel Avram, Sivkot and Zayin, which is quite lengthy. Right? I'm not going to read you the entire thing. He explains why. Right? One is Mir Tamatsui. The second pshat, a new pshat. No! It's a mean shayna matzu. Nonetheless, kaimalan kol heichad yesh levarurei bekal mevararinan v'lo samchina ruba v'chazaka. It's easy to check. Yud ches treifas torah gadol ulachzer achad nek of mashu. And it says in psochem dav dalet. L'mayin afkamina l'shayle. Who learned psochem? Who ever learned psochem? Everyone learned psochem. Dav dalet, very beginning. Right? The question is, was there bedikas chametz done on the apartment that you rented? Was it done or wasn't? What do you mean? He's there. Ask him already. Mavura. That even though it's a cheskos of baduk, heicha the yesh of ruah bekal lo cham lo samchin and a chazaka veruba. See, that could be a second interpretation of chazaka derava because you can easily check. What's the big deal? Oh. So he says as follows. So he says, no, this pshat can't be. Because if that would be the case, even with respect to the Rabbanim, you'd have to check. B'dikas Chometz is the Rabbanim. He learned the Pesuch, but the rice, the Bittul Baal Masagi. Even though for the Rabbanim, you would check if it's considered to be Ein Lo Torah Klal, L'shayle. Must be, we do not consider checking a male of 13 years old for Shnei Simonim in that place to be a Dover, which can be done with ease. For two reasons. Lack of sneers. Right. And that's what I saw quoted in the, I look at the fancy Mishnah Berurah, the Oz V'Hodor, and Simon Nun Hei. Of course, the Klois and Magareva, not sneers to check there. And number two, you can make a mistake. They'll see no Simonim. Oh, no Simonim. Oh, I don't have to do anything. I'm not a Godel yet. I can do Isurim, which is certainly something which a cotton can do. So those are his two reasons why he says it's considered to be not easy to check. And therefore, we would normally, had it been a Mir Tamatzi, we would not be required to check for it. Must be, it is a Mir Tamatzi. Rabbi Osai, I give you an assignment for tomorrow. Go on the internet, and you'll find out, is it Mir Tamatzi or Ein Tamatzi? 13-year-old boys that have no Simonim Lamata. They'll probably call it pubic hair, I guess that's what they're going to call it. Check it out. My guess, you'll see it's a Mir Tamatzi that are in that category. We'll see some other additional complications as we go along. Fine. Now, in the Bir Halacha of the author of Mishnah Berurah, it's also on the Maamar Makomos, in Simen Lamed Tes. Lamed Tes, Rabbi Osai, is Hilchos Tefillin. What's that doing here? Very, very important. Simen Lamed Tes, the Shulchan Aruch, writes as follows. Tefillin Shekosvu Katan is Pasul. Possible. You have to be over bar mitzvah to be able to write tefillin. Over bar mitzvah? 13-year-old to write tefillin? But who says he's really bar mitzvah? Maybe he didn't have shnei saras. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Katan, came in the alfinus of Gimel, because of being a shiadaka godel, mamish, be saras achos yud ben yud gimel shana, im sotel ave be saras, posel lichtov, im loshen ismale zekono, Who sets up? The Sma and Choshen Mishpat Simen Lamed He. So you have to have this, you have to, Mamish, have to have Nismale Zekonim. Ad Kan the Bialach. The Bishnah Brewers of Katan Gimel. Fine. I looked up the Gra, which I asked you to see also. The Gra is found on that Sma, on that Finish Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed He. It's Luchas Eidus, Rabbi Osai. I'll read you a little bit. It's the Gra I made reference to a little bit earlier. It's on the Makaras. I don't know if you saw it yet. If you didn't yet, it's always tomorrow or today. It says the Gra in Simen Lamed He. Cotton Pasal Lahoyed. At Shiavish Te Saras. Acha Yud Gimel Shan Gemurus. Okay? Fine? Fine? Says the Gra, the Mechab is in the Smalei Zekono and the Tzor Bedika. Beis Yosef, based on Tosis of Peyam and Beis, V'divrei Shgoga, D'mishom Lo Mashma Midi. That's what the Beis Shmuel said, but the Gra takes it a step further. Adarava, L'chor Mashma Misham Lehepech. By implication. So where did the Mechab get it from? V'nirech miharambam yotzal atur din zeh. Shekosu v'perek beis v'duchos ishus halacha tezvav. Excuse me. It's a mistake. That's why I had to change. It's halacha gimel. No, I'll take it back. It's halacha tezvav. Whatever. Another thing. Halacha tezvav. It says ben yud gimel shana v'niru bo v'chule. Second. Vimlo nidak malamata v'chule. Not very satisfying, this Rambam. Everything's v'chule. I will tell you to look it up in the back. I don't know if it's going to be there. I have my doubts. Perek Beis, I'll just look for a second in case you can all see it. It would be helpful, but I doubt it. It's really, the source is really Masechta Nida, but maybe, because some things I found here in Yevamos a little bit as well. I'm looking up Hilchos Ishus, Perek Beis. No, not here. Okay, fine. So, in the hold on a second, I'm going to show you something here in the back. Please. 1 minute. Fancy Shulchan Aruch. Who they have on the side? Haaretz Ramig. Who's Ramig? Rameir Yaakov Ginsburg. He has Haaretz on these in Yonim. Now I'm going to read you what he says. It's printed in. One second. Is a Ramig. It's one page, the whole thing. Or is a Ramig. So he says, to look at an additional Ram, it looks at the Beis Shmuel, and in another Ram of Nuchos Eidus, Kesef Mishnah. So the Rambam is mashma that way, as the Vilna Gaon points out, again, in Simon Lamed Hey, Sifkot and Hey. The Rambam sounds like he's saying, if Nismale Zekono, this is sufficient proof. It seems to be against the Gemara, in Masechta Nida, the Magen Mishnah asks the Kasha. So he says as follows. He says, Al Pirov Tachton Osik Beresha, as the Rambam says, V'chein Roen B'chush, Rameh says, excuse me, Nida Defem Ches, V'chein Roen B'chush. So that's around the Ben Yud Gimel, but Salom and Rowan Shalom Bo Tachton, then it's not considered a Katan. Vim Lo Nivdak, then we can rely on certain cases in the Smalei Zekono. That's where the Mechaber got it from. So it's not based on Tosis, maybe it's even against Tosis, so the Gra is based upon Shitas Ha Ramba. But the Machlokas, according to the Gra, Gedoli Rishonim, if the Smalei Zekono, is that reliable or is that not reliable? That's a Shaila. That's a Shaila. Okay. Rambam holds by Isha e efsha le'elyon below tachton. By Ish it's efsha, but most of the time the tachton comes before the elyon, as Rav Meir said even by an Isha in Nida Daf Mem Ches. It's all here in the back on the roof of the Rambam Kamos, and we see it b'chush. Okay, and you get an impression, Rav Osai, that this is considered to be a gadol. You can punish somebody based upon this. Yemoti Maman, and you don't apply the principle of Enochim Maman Acha Harov. This being the case, Rav Osai, it seems as follows. If he turns 13 years old, is a Mir Tamotzoi, he doesn't have Shnei Simon. If his Nismala is a Kono Lamala, there's no Mir Tamotzoi that he has no Shnei Simonim. And since the Mir is Eno Motzoi, we have a right to rely upon it for all halachas, for onshim, for moksi mamon, for everything. It should work for chalitza as well. As a matter of fact, as I told you before, take a look at Simon Kuf Samach Tes over here, Sif Yud. Please turn. Kuf Samach, those who have it, or you can look in the back and the Mishpat Amalek. This should be in your Mishpat Amalek. Kuf Samach Tes, Sif Yud. What does it say over here? Samach Shiyedu Shiyavim Ben Yud Gimel Shon of Yomechad. She's 12. Shevir Shtei Saras. Im Yesh Diyavama Dodin Gedolim Ein Tzorach Livdok Achar HaSaras. V'cheinem Ayavim Nismalei Zekono Ein Tzorach Livdok Achar HaSaras. That's what it says. Says the Gra, Ayin Choshen Mishpat Simen Laman Hesef Av Tzivkon Hey. So we're going to rely on the fact that if you have Nismalei Zekono based upon the Rambam, even though it's Tosas Mashal Lufaker, that the Miat, that there's no Saras Lamata as an Eino Matsui, and we're not required to check for that, and therefore the chalitza can proceed. Ad kan, the posh of shad and this mechaber, and the gro. Fine. The sma, however, in the Choshen Mishpat seems to say that the smale zekono and tzomach zekono is one of the same. Okay? And the Mishnah Brura, here in the Bir Halacha Rabosai, Simin Lamed Tes, says he thinks it's enough to have tzavach based upon the gro. Why? It's rogil to come zman harbe after beis saras. So writes the Bir Halacha. The fi ani is daiti. I'm not so sure this is true. Sure, it's rogil, but is the counter rogil motzi or eino motzi? You can argue tzavach shnei is a little says it's tzavach zakona or rabos whatever that means that it's still a mir hamatzui, that there may not be siman lamata. But once it's the smale zekono, as we understand it, then it's no longer a mir hamatzui. The pashup shah. Rabosai, what happens if the boy is older and older and older, and it's not the smale zekono? Rabosai, let me tell you, I mean, maybe you're embarrassed, now they all be men. Maybe you're embarrassed to admit how long it took you to become men who have full beards. Doesn't happen at 13. And in many cases, it doesn't happen at 18 either. There's nothing wrong with that, Rabbi Osai. There's nothing wrong, nothing to worry about. It comes in due time, nothing to worry about. You have younger brothers who are 18 and don't shave at all. Don't worry. I give you my word, there's nothing to worry about, Rabbi Osai. The question will become, he's 18, and now he wants to learn Parsha Zohar. And he's beardless. What's the difference? The Mogen Avraham says, he's 18, he can learn. He can write tefillin. He can do whatever he wants. 18 is magic. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brura and Bialoch, it's where to get it from. No source whatsoever. What? Where? What? We don't understand where it's coming from. Now, truth is, that this Mogen Avraham is found over here in Sifkot and Aleph in Lamates, and the Prima Gadim is trying to find the source for it. And you know what he says? I have it here too. He gives an incredible source. Prima Gadim is trying to defend this Mogen Avraham, which has no pshat. Where is it? What? Can you drink at 18? Can't even do that anymore. So what's 18? Go to the army. Oh, okay. So You know, the army, that that means to you is that you can write tefillin. It's not a kal v'chomer. Rabbosai, let me read you the words of the Prima Gemara, which are so noteworthy, and as a matter of fact, raise the ire of the Bi'ur Halacha and many others who don't understand his defense of the holy Magen Avraham. My Rambam says as follows. Misfeka, you didn't check him out. Posel lichtov ache ben yudches shana. What yudches shana? Dvarv tzarachin. Ma bekachli ben yudches shana, says the Dogal Mervava. Akadi tzarach b'dikim evi shtei saras. Lo niske b'shum mokom. Who thinks that Rabbi Cheska Landau forgot something? Lo niske b'shum mokom. Doesn't say anywhere. Anywhere. Nowhere. Nowhere. If he said it, he knew what he was talking about. But how can the Magen Avraham say if I care? So the Prima Gaon says, Yudches Shana Tamati. You need Rav Shnosov, 35. And the Eliyahu Ben Kasha, where does 18 come from? Says the Prima Gaon amazingly. Meal if you mashakosav simon. Kup tzari tes o zayin v'siyashev zeh. The nismale is kono have simen. U mistomo hevi shtei saros. What does that mean? You don't understand what that means? Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't. The Bi'ur Halacha talks about it. He says it's very, very nice. I'll read you what the Bi'ur Halacha says over here. Second. I left out the Magen Avraham. Kol Achronim in Sigulov. He gives you the list. Elni Rabba, Beis Meir, Dogel Mervava, Machzah Shekel, Lubush Yisrael, Rabbi Kiv Eger. Others agree. Prima Gaon tries to give various proofs. One proof he gives, Simen Nun Gimel Sifches Vahago. What does it say in Simen Nun Gimel Sifches Vahago? If you know, Nun Gimel is about who can serve as a shliach tzibur. Okay? Again. Simen nun gimel sifches v'hago. Look what it says in the Rambam over here in sifches. The Mechaber writes, Mi she'eno bal zokan kol shenikubo shegiya lechal shonim sh'roh l'smal ha'sakono nismal ha'sakono karinen be. Hiduch ben chav shono ala pi she'en lo zokan v'manen also. Because if you're 20 years old, you should already have a beard. I'm here afraid to admit it. Maybe someone who didn't have a beard at age 20. Don't worry about it. It's okay. But it's Roy. Okay? Ramo. V'cheinim hoyo lo zokon afilu ma'at karinim ein esmal ezekono. Imhu mi ben yud ches ulamala. Oh, mazel tov. We found the number 18. We won the lottery. See, the dog ever forgot this Ramo? No, let's do anything. It's all about Kavod HaTzibur. So Kavod HaTzibur is 20 with no beard or 18 with a little beard. That's not becoming a gadol. We rely on it because of Chazak of the Rava, because it's the Rabbanon being a chazan. Proves absolutely zero. That's what the Be'er Halacha writes. Tzarechi and Gadol. That's talking about he has Sfei Saris. It's a matter of Kavod HaTzibur. What are you talking about? Pele. Okay. Kavod HaTzibur. Fine. And he quotes Tosus Payam and Bays that we just saw. It's not considered to be the Siki Dikni, not Bechlal Mili Zakon. Okay. Fine. Goes to a long discussion over here. He thinks that the Magen Avraham is incorrect. Is incorrect. Fine. Then he says, well, al pi rov, rov yilavo simen tachton, konoshe vo simen delia. That's true. Chen talina de mistama, kvar bo ha tachton. So therefore, Ebenezer, nismale zekono, is lav dafka. It's enough to have what he calls, tzamach zekono, which is choshen mishpit, simen lamed hei. The gamzer, as I told you before, Rogi lovos man harbe achar avosh te saras. I'm not sure it's a mitzvah and a matzah. Okay, so maybe Siki Dikni also will make him a gadol L'chol dova, the mistomach, v'hevi beisaris. Yivamas pay. That's different. There they knew there weren't shteisaris, maybe, v'tzorachin. Hayotzim edvareinu, kodem sheshuk tzazokon, bevarel, ein la'nichol lichtol tzfilin, kol zman shol yadinen shehevi shteisaris. Even if he's 18 years old, against the Magen Avraham. B'diyeved, rabosai, an 18-year-old wrote it, even a 13-year-old wrote it, maybe it's kosher b'diyeved. Why? Why? Because he compares to Bidika Saraya. What will happen if you shechted an animal and then the lungs got lost? Can't check it. Kosher. It's kosher, Rabosai. So we follow the majority when there's no ability to check it out. I kind of summary of this. Be Allah, yes, to see. In Simen, Lamed, Tes. Here, Rabosai, is a very important Yisodah. So again, as I said before, go way beyond Hilchos Chalitza and apply in other areas as well. Fine. So now, we had the Mordechai problem of who checks out what. Yes, I'm sorry.
Where did the age of 13 exactly come from in the first place?
Good question. 13, Mepshuto, we spoke about a long time ago, sounds like it's halacha l'moshe b'sina. They're various remozim. One remez is, it says that, if I'm not mistaken, the Pesach says in the Parashas Vayishlach, that Shimon v'Levi, Ish, what does it say, Ish? No, I know, that's in Vayechi. Ish, no. Charbo, right, Ish Charbo. And there, if you figure it out, Levi was just 13 years old at that time. They make it do the math, arithmetic, how long he was born, when there was, that's one source which is quoted by various poskim. But most people say it's halacha l'moshe b'sina, 13. Something that doesn't apply to Goyim. Goyim may not, they don't have this halacha l'moshe b'sina. That's a whole discussion we spoke about a little bit earlier this year. That for Goy, this man onshe may not be 13 years exactly, etc., etc., etc. Fine. So the Mordechai says that Bedikas Nashim work we saw it in combination with Chazaka, the Rava. It's interesting. The Vilna Gaon says that when it comes to the woman's Simonim Elyonim, it's impossible for them to come before the proper age. That's a very big Kiddush. But that being the case, Rabosai, if you're relying on the checking out these Simonim in the absence of Chazaka the Rava, so then Pashas Bdikas Noshim shouldn't work, as we just read in the Mordechai. Oh. So now, Rabosai, this comes up in a very interesting way. And this is quoted, again, this is on the Makoros that I asked you to see. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but they're very interesting. Shulchan Aruch writes over here, as I read you, you should have seen by now, maybe you saw it inside the Shulchan Aruch, or you saw it in the back, where it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to make sure that they have Shtei Saras. Okay? And the Machabe ends. Ubedikoson nisbor b'simen kuf nun hei sif tezvav tu yudches. What's kuf nun hei? Hilchos miyun. This is Hilchos Chalitza. I already wrote about it in Hilchos miyun. Okay? He goes, quote, those who have, look inside, Pischei Tshuva, kuf, Samachtes of Cotton Yud Base. He tells her, look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simon Zion, I mentioned reference to it before. Lahakmer bevedikas ish apenodu ashonim ikachazaka de rova. Still yesh livdog bishnei edim after gabe bevedikas ayavama mani bevedikas nosha visha achas. Ken raya bevedikas ayavama. Number one, the riff holds, and there was that what? Chalitza's kastan is only possible the rabbana. So for the Rabbanon, we rely on Chazaka the Rava. Chalitza's cotton is the rice, for sure. Okay? And Chalitza is called the Dava Shabi Erva, based on the Nebuka Yosef, which we'll get to later on. And Dava Shabi Erva, finish the sentence. And Dava Shabi Erva, no. Pogos Mishnai. Behold, aside from that, Davka Bidik as Ktano, Tavi Milsu Dignai, Livdok Aidei Anosha, uy. Umemela af Isha Achas Nemeres, Mashekin bedikas katan, the efshe pekal lived on gadei shnei edim. Because they go to the mikveh, you know, they go to the mikveh. So two guys will see. Yes, Simon doesn't have Simon. But you know, if a woman goes, women don't go to the mikveh at that age. And if they do, there should be no man in the room, chalila. So that's obviously the big night. It's a very embarrassing, a great embarrassment. Oh. Fine. Says the Pisrei Tshuva, Rabbi Kivega is insisting when it comes to men to have two Eidim, Mamish, maybe that's only, you're looking for Shtei Saris. But Ribu Saris, it's a Milsa Davido de Gluye, it's obvious, right? There's so many Saris, you can check it out in a minute. No one's going to lie on that. Even Rabbi Kivega might be Mode, Tein Sorach Lahachmel Koponim Benodu Vashonim. So if you know he's 13 years old, even one Eid can tell you that he has Ribu Saris, and there's no need to have Shnei Eidim, you know, because the Milsa Vida Lugluya. It's all Pisrei Tshuva, Rabosai, here in Simon Kuf Samuk Tes, Siv Koton Yud Beis. Very, very important, Yisrael. Very important, Yisrael. Take a look, those who have Shulchan Aruch, back in Simon Kuf Nun Hei. This is fascinating. It's what he told us to look. Let's look right now. Back in Simon Kuf Nun Hei. Yes, we don't have Miyun nowadays, because we don't have people getting married before the 12. Illegal if I remember everything else. Okay. But take a look over here in Simon Kuf Nun Hei Sif Tesvov. Shebokin also Bokin Ayde Noshim Sheris Vinamonis. Afilo Isha Akas Bodekas Vishomala Imevia Vimloivia. You rely on a woman. Afilo Vikrova. Fine. So the woman is believed. Shain believed. Says the Beis Shmuel Chav Gimel. If you have a Beis Shmuel Chav Gimel, please look inside if you have it. Comes from the Rambam that way. Rambam passes Perek Beis Halacha Chof, also on the Mar Makomus. They believe the women. Finished. Okay. Noshim Nemonos Hafilu Lahokil. So Nidim Emches. We'll maybe look in the riff and see it soon. Okay. Fine. She does a Rambam. Does the riff hold that way? No. No. He tells you to look in the riff, Rabosai. In page Mem Amud Beis Midape Harif. I ask you to see a number of riffs that this you do have in front of you. Let's all look at the riff together, at the Makoros and the riff, and then we'll try to come back to the Beis Shmuel thereafter. Let's take a look at the riff. Gives us an overview. Most of the sugyas that the riff quotes from Masechta Nida, the riff found it appropriate to quote all this after discussing Miyun in the 13th parak. We should know who's a God and who's not. It's relevant to all areas of Allah. That's why I wanted to discuss it now, because Imlo Achshav Emasai. This is where it comes up, right? Both sides. Very important. So let's take a look and see. At the end of the, we'll start a page Kuf Tes Vov in our print, which is Lamed Tes in the old print. And it gives you a summary. Garcinim Meseches Nida. That's the top of the page, Kuf Tes Vav. Ever looking inside with me? Very, very important. Bas achas reshona v'yomecha nedorea nivdokin. Shtemes reshona v'yomecha nedorea kayomin. Who both can call shtemes reshona. And a boy, everything's a year later. Fine. Fine. That's what it says. Iboilu, says the Gemara. Toksman shushnas shtemes rei l'tinok es shushnas shloshes rei l'tinok. Kalifne's man, o Kaliyachar's man. Okay, that's the Gemara's Shaila. Says the Gemara, Aska Rava, Hilch the Tov's man, Kalifne's man. It's nothing. Says the Nebuka Yosef, Ve'ena Gedol, the top left, Ad Shetovish Simonim, Miyud Beit Shana V'yomechad Ve'elech. Sim Yerubo Saras called him, Ena Gedola, Ad Shetovish Te Saras Acheros, Mishetia Bas Yud Beit Shana V'yomechad. Whoa! Not merely they need 12 years plus Shnei Simonim. It has to be in that order. If you first develop Shnei Simonim and then you hit the 12-year mark, those Simonim don't count. That's Pashup Shat in the Gemara, as it's explained over here by the Nemuke Yosef. Wow! That's what it says. That's what it says. Okay? This is a little further. Omar Rava, Tana, the last two lines in the Riffan, page Kuf Tesvav, she kriya lechnash noseh in a tricha bedika, chazok evi esimonim, hane mili bistama, abel hecha de bedak de blo ashkan shtei saras lo, hi hochi timoi, oh, we checked no saras, so that'll even do me and the kula. No, choshen shema nashru, hairs can fall out. They create a major one to a gedola, and then they fell out. So then you're still considered to be a gdol. You can't rely on the bedikah whatsoever. Okay? Gemara says, Hani mili, this is on kuf tezayin on top. Line 2. Hani mili, linyan chalitza. Linyan miyun, chayshina. Michla. Madama chayshina, choshin cholza, vachoshin bialma kama. Olam lo batka, bin chalitza chayshina. Rav said, chazak olamiyun. The chalitza by bedikah. Why? Why about Sai? Why in a personal level? Chazaka the rubber does not work for the rice's lakula. Doesn't work for the rice's lakula. That's the pasha. That's the source for what we said before. That you can't rely on it for tefillin or a pasha zocher, as we saw. This is number one. Now on page Kuf Yud Zayin. Masnisin. Can you see it? It's the end of the narrow lines. This is a quick overview of what I asked you to see in the Makoros. Many of you haven't seen it yet. I can see by your faces. They haven't seen it, even though you're in the smile as the corner, we still haven't seen the riff. So we're gonna see disagrees. The machlokus, I'm sorry to say, in the Metzias, can it ever happen that the Siman Elyon without the Siman HaTachton? Maybe ever, my Rabbi Rabban would say it's every machlokus and Shiurim. Okay, whatever it is. This is my dispute over here in the Mishnah, which is coming from a Sechta Nida, printed on page Mem, Amud Aleph, in Old, and Kuf Yud Zayin, in the news. Fine. Says the Nemuka Yosef, Siman HaTachton Shtei Saras, Elyon, Bochel Shu Bedadin, breast development. Okay. So the Rabbonin say the Elyon came, the Tachton must have been there, Elisha Nashru. Locho Letzis, the Ktanahi. Rabbi Meir, the Tamei, the Omar Evshel Elyon, Shevel Kotom Tachton. Kotom Tana, the Choslom Yabin, the Chayesh Lemiyuto. Vishema Timotze Islandus, Osoros, Venkam, it's a different story. This is Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah over here with the Nebuke Yosef.
This yeah. Always, according to Nebuke Yosef, she's already 12.
Right.
Never before.
Okay. Now, I asked you to see the Ramban and Balamor. Kos of Arif. Here in this edition, this page, it's Kuf Yud Ches. Look at these together, the Balamor. Kos of Arif, Hilkot Kol, and if Dokos, Alpi Noshin. Halachi. Ben Chalitza Ben Lemir says the Baal Mor Agodol. He looks at Halacha. He looks Chalitza. No, Avolol Lemir. Hoya Hadaver Nachon. Why? Shem the Chazaka the Rava Messiahs. He looks Chalitza. We said before combination. We saw the Mordechai Chazaka the Rava plus Bdigas Nashim. Avolol Lemir. The Kol Dagos the Chalitza and the Dagos Hayad Pi Nashim. But the Menas Yishar Filu Lahaka Lachar Aperik Loma Gedolahi Shetachlos. Shouldn't be said the Chazaka the Rava, as we saw in the Mordechai. When you mean ain't okay, Elisha and Menes lahachem v'lo lahakal atshibakal shneidim ksheirim, which we don't want to do for men, but that's all. If you're stuck, that's what you have to do. Says the Ramban, Omar Kosev, who cholim v'hu mefasher. Come on, Yuma, he's dreaming. Aval the Rabbeinu heiman echonim, and there's a machlokas Rabbi say within the miyun. Did the couple have relations after she turned 12? The ball achas man akayim alanin in the memvav choshen shema nashu. I feel the botka also neidim enim in my eres. Vi lo boil. It's only the rabbanon. Let's figure the rabbanon. Varin of dokos alpi nashim. Can I mean to be am a psochem davdalin hem nu rabbanon but the rabbanon. Rabbos the manashak. If boil, bdika won't help. If lo boil, it's the rabbanon. And if it's the rabbanon, so you can rely upon the nashim. But before shigam am psochem davdalin. Therefore, the Balamor is wrong, and the Rif is right. Okay, just give you a little bit again highlights going through in these Maramakos. Vayter Rabosai. Let's take a look in the on page Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph in the old print, and Kuf Yud Tes in the new print. This is very, very important. Shtei Saros at the end of Kuf Yud Tes. Hamuras bePora uvin Negoyim. Parshas Shavua Negoyim. Uhamuras b'chomokom kamesh yiron k'day lachuf roshan liikron. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. they're big enough to be able to bend them over. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kelikrot Spitziporin, to feel it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kelishiunutolos Bezug. What's a zug? Rashi? Misparayim, a scissors. You should be big enough that the scissors can take them off. Okay, that's the three opinions in the Mishnah. Omer Avchist, Omer Marukva, Halacha Kedivre Kula Lahachmir. Now, both of by show of hands, who knows what the order is? There are three different ones. Who knows what the order is? Which is the biggest, which is the smallest? Anyone want to give a guess? Head to the book of Yosef. Shindu Safkalon Hilchos Kaman. Yesh Lahachar Misafek. Umeshayiyu Nikratos Bitsiporin. That's the shortest. Just feel it with you. Lo Tamoin. Velo Tachlot. Velo Tachlot. Ashi Ben Shir Lochof Rosh on the Yikron. Ad Kanarif Bil Chosov. Where? You have it? It's not printed over here. Where is it printed? My boss said, where's it printed? I just don't see it here right now. Somewhere else, okay. The milk close to Riff, as having it in this and that order. The Rambam has a different order. The Rambam thinks, they all agree, Lachaf Rosh on the Ikron is the longest. Who wants to give an estimate? How hard? Now you all have beers now. How long must the hair be? You could be able to bend it over to the top on the bottom. Anybody want to give a huh?
4 centimeters.
4 centimeters? Okay. You know what a centimeter is? 2/5 of an inch. 4 centimeters is what? An inch and 3/5? What, are you kidding? Much less than that. Maybe you can look it up again on your internet somewhere. How long has it be to have to bend it over? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why do you have to say that it's sequential? Who cares? It's all of them.
No, but obviously they're not the same thing.
No, you have to check that she has all of them.
I mean, the length has to be all three. No, but the length.
You have to be able to do all these things.
It has to be all these things. That's correct. It'll be a machmer in both ends. When it's a chumrah, we have to fit chalitza. We want you to have saros. You have to wait till Yaakov Rosh on the Ikra. For Miyun, it's a fakert. Miyun can't be done, cannot be done. It's a chum if she has saros. So therefore, even if she has the smallest shear, what's the smallest shear? That's the Mugi Yosef. Liquid, you can feel it with your fingernail. It's one, that's the smallest shear. And the in-between shear is irrelevant. That's in-between. The Rambam thinks being able to be cut off with a scissors, that's the smallest shear. The Rambam writes. I'm not here to argue with Rambam, but that's what he writes. So therefore, the Maisa, the mark for all the Shiurim, how you measure them in terms of real measurements, we haven't gotten there yet. So Rabbi, so what did we do so far? We chazed over what you all were supposed to have seen, probably just saw now for the first time, the Rifs and the Mukayosifs and the Rambans and the Balamoras that I put on this Mara Makomas sheet. But there's one more, that's the Rif on Mem, going over from Amud Aleph to Amud Beis in the old ones, and it's Kuf Yud Zayin and Yud Ches in the new ones. Let's take a look together. Tana Rabbanan, the last line of page Kuf Yud Zayin in our print. Kol Nivdagos Nivdagos Al Pi Noshim. Kani Rabbi Lezer Mosel the Ishto, Rabbi Shmuel Mosel the Imo, Rabbi Yud Omer Lifnei Aperek Uliachar Aperek Noshim Bolt Kinoson Toch Aperek Ein Noshim Bolt Kinoson. Shein Messian Sveikas al pi Noshim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Tocha Perek, Noshim Bolkos. Bolkos also. Venemenes Isha Lahachmer Belo Lahokel. Ketzad Gdolahi Shalotamoin. Ktani Shalotachlots. Abel Ein Nemenes Loma Ktani Shatamoin or Gdolahi Shatachlots. Omamar, Rabbi Yudom, Lefnei Perek, Lachar Perek, Noshim Bolkos also. Bishlom, Lefnei Perek, Baya Bedika. Lachar Perek is the famous Gemara. Shuma ninhu. What's a shuma? A growth. It's not a sign of maturity. Lachar Perek lomali v'amarava k'tana shigia l'chlash nosei in tzricha b'dika chazaka hivya simonim ki amarava chazaka l'miyun amal chalitza boi b'dika tocha perek sovar ein nashim b'odgo sosan kasovar. Tocha perek, lachar perek, lachar perek. The chazaka, the rava, Samchin al Anoshim. Ubat Kanoshim talk a parrot like Chazaka de Rava. Lo Samchin al Anoshim. Lo Bat Kanoshim. Rabbi Shimon and Omer talk a parrot. Kanoshim Belkos also in Kasava talk a parrot. Kalifne a parrot. Ubaya Medika. Why? The Mishtaki Liakar a parrot. Shuman in who? Vene Menes Isha Lahakra below the Hokil. Haman the Katonelli bought the same Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Shimon. And then he goes on to a long thing to prove that we pass in Chazaka Derava, which is against those who disagree and pass, we don't accept Chazaka Derava. Fine. Ad Kan Rav Osai, this is what we saw in the Mordechai, has a source directly in the Gemara, in Masechta Nida. Fine. Rav Osai, so far we're in pretty good shape. Pretty good shape. Fine. There's a Tosfos, Rav Osai, in Masechta Nida, which I'm sure you didn't see. I didn't ask you to see the Tosfos directly, but I did ask you to see the Beis Shmuel, who quotes the Tosfos. I'll read you the Tosfos from the Beis Shmuel. I have it up in front of me. This is a very important Tosfos. Very, very important Tosfos. Mem tes amid beis, liboy seimo. Tov, if you have a Beis Shmuel, it's right here, towards the end of Chav Gimel, Kuf Nun Hei. Tov livdo kodem aperek leidaim osam saras hein. What does that mean? If you don't check from before the girl turns 12 or the boy 13, how are you going to know that what you see after 13 is legit? Maybe it's a shuma. Maybe it came from before. However, Tos says in the previous daf, mem chesam at base, the memasla bishlama, that if you did check Simonim, and you found Simonim after the proper age, we assume, listen to this now, that the Saras appeared after the age, are considered legitimate Simonim, and are not Shuma B'Yalma. Where did he get it from? The best proof of Tosfos is our Gemara. Go back to our Gemara that we started with, Kuf Hamid Beis. We took a tour of the Mordechai, of the Rif, back to Shas Bavli, Kuf Hamid Beis. Look. We read the Gemara before. Omeli Rebbe Li Abdon, Puk Batka. Go check it out. We find that the Tosfos in Menches Nida, no indication that it was a previous check before the Bar Mitzvah. So what's going on over here? Yes?
Is someone is shaving before the Bar Mitzvah, then it's not obvious?
Okay. Maybe you're right. But we'll get to that probably tomorrow Shia. Well, you only have another minute, so we'll get to it tomorrow Shia. Okay. Tomorrow Shia. That. If you take it, you don't have to assume it came earlier. And that's Mashma in the Shulchan Aruch. And I want to show you one source you can find. Shulta Giborim Rabosai. We'll end with this, Rabosai. Shulta Giborim Kuf Tes Vov. Sivkot Nalash. This will end with this last one, and then we'll have to stop. We're out of time. And tomorrow we're going to try to finish these Makoros and go weiter. We have to go weiter. We only have, from my perspective, after that, we have a week to go. They want a chaza. So I'm going to try to finish with all the rest of Yonim before by next Sunday, inclusive. So we're going to have 3 days of chazar. Okay, but so we have to really pick up the pace a little bit. Take a look over here in the Shulta Giborim Kuf Tesvav. What did he say? Os Aleph. Kozavatur. Everyone looking inside? In the old print, it looks like it's Lamates. So it's Kozavatur. Ein shtei saras simen gadlus elam kein bo miyud beis shonav eilich. Avlam bo kodem lachein afil atoch shnas yud beis chashivi kishuma ve'en adach shevas gadola al yodam. Elam kein evi acherus achi yud beis shonav. Fine. Here's what I want to show you. Umihu kshemotz in lo beis saras acharaz man machzik in lo ke gadola v'afil lechalitza v'lo chashinon shemabo kodem azman. Wow. Rabbi Natam Kosav, Shemevia Beisaras, Piyoma Achron Shoshnas Yud Beis, Chashiva Shabbat Gedola. Even that's good enough. The day before your Bas Mitzvah. It also has a halachic status based on the Sugya. I'm not going to go into the details of the Sugya right now. So, you should check before Bar Bas Mitzvah, but if you didn't, we assume that what you see. If the Bar Bas Mitzvah came afterwards and was not there before the age of 12 or 13, respectively, which would then make it considered to be a Shuman, it wouldn't help. Adka. Rabbi Yossi, we're stopping over here. But again, tomorrow we'll complete these inyanim and start the new inyanim, b'siyata d'shmaya. So again, finish these marmakomas if you can. And if you don't get new ones, start the next gemara over here. Chol so b'shnayim. It'll take us into daf kuvav b'nalf b'siyata d'shmaya. Okay.